Hi guys, and welcome to our podcast, R&R, with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach. And this is the story how we met.
We're so excited.
Okay, well first we're going to do a catch up. Reagan, what's going on in your life?
Honestly guys, not much exciting is happening in my life. Mostly because I'm in school and it's kicking my butt. This is my last semester at Ensign College, which I'm so excited for. I'm excited for it to be over, honestly. And I'm also working like full time, so it's just like a lot with all my classes.
I haven't seen Reagan. She's dead. I text her because I'm like, are you alive?
Dead, gone, I'm deceased.
But January, she will be reborn.
Literally, I'll be a new woman in January. I feel so bad. I've been telling all my friends that. I'm like, sorry guys, I'm the worst, but I'll be the best in January. Like, I'll be back.
Also, Reagan has a million friends. Her birthday's coming up, guys. And we are planning a party for this. And it's going to be crazy. What's the guest list? What's the final count?
Well, I counted today and it was 56, but more people texted me, so I need to go back and
add. Awesome. It's being hosted at my house, so like either Wes is just going to be up the whole time or maybe he'll sleep. We don't know.
But Rachel is the best. She's hosting my birthday party. She really convinced me, guys, because I was like, nobody's going to come, and I'm scared.
I wish I had the video of like you being like, nobody's going to come. We're spending all this money and nobody's going to come. And now the guest list is like, it's probably 65
people. Literally. Now. So yeah, my birthday's on Halloween, if you guys didn't know, October 31st. I'm excited. I'm turning 23. So it makes for a good excuse to have a party because it's not only just my birthday.
No. And like I feel like everyone's looking for something to do, and a lot of our friends are married, so like because we live in a college town, it's kind of weird to go to a party if you're married
with 18-year-old. Yeah, it kind of gives you it's giving us an excuse to have a Halloween party because it's my birthday as well. So it's just going to be like them both combined, which I think will be really fun.
And depending on how it goes, this may or may not become an annual thing, I think.
Yeah, right? We should. If it goes well.
I don't know how it would go bad because we prepared. But like, guys, I told Reagan I was going to do this back in May because she planned my son's first birthday. And I go, oh, can I throw you a birthday party? And now it's next week. And I'm like, oh.
It's crazy that it's next week.
You're turning 23.
I'm so excited.
And also, Reagan's doing party favors at her own party. I said, oh, that's so nice. And what else are you doing? The costume.
We're doing a costume contest because it's a Halloween party. So everyone's coming dressed in a costume and everyone's going to vote for their favorite costume. And then at maybe like closer to like 9:30, we'll announce the winner of the costume contest. And I'm giving them like a prize.
Yeah, and so Reagan DIY'd this cute little, like, it's supposed to be like a movie theater popcorn bowl, like the vintage ones. Looks so good.
But it happened because of Rachel, because I was about to spend $13 on one.
Guys, everyone thinks that I'm just like, wow, you're so good at thrifting. No, I'm just poor. So, anyways, but in January, you'll be set free.
Literally.
In January, I'll be free. And this is her one moment of, like,
yes, guys, this is all I've been looking forward to. And sorry to my teacher that's listening to this podcast right now. I will be missing class on the 31st, but it is my birthday and I've planned a huge party, so sorry.
It's not that she's just going to be at home. Like, we'll be working.
I will be working.
And of course, it's going to be so cold.
Literally.
You and me last week. Oh my gosh, it's going to be like 76.
No. I'm like, will people be able to go outside? This is so exciting. They absolutely won't unless they want to freeze.
We're going to open the door and it will be snowing inside my living room.
Yes. Luckily, Rach has a really cute fireplace in her backyard. And my husband last night was like, we need to make sure we have the fireplace going. Like, we'll have fires going. Like, it's going to be great. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel better. Because I was a little stressed. I was like, I feel bad having 60 people in Rachel's house.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
So, it'll be fine.
It'll be fun.
Great. Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll do a recap next episode of how it all went, because it will have happened by then.
And by then, it'll be, like, Christmas time full swing. Wait, do you celebrate Christmas? Like, do you, like, decorate for Christmas?
No.
You're a December girl?
Yeah. December 1st.
You're not the same.
What about Thanksgiving? You don't like Thanksgiving.
No, I do. I love Thanksgiving. But I'm like, we decorate. Like, Thanksgiving is decorated like Christmas for me and my family growing up.
Wow.
We always had the tree in the background and like.
Okay, that's interesting. No, my family is like,
November
still
1st.
Fall vibes, like pumpkins still.
But you're Arizona.
True. I'm Arizona.
Like, Texas was like, cause, okay, wait, also backstory. I grew up in Dallas. Reagan grew up in Arizona. Arizona. So you had like, your Christmases were like maybe 60 degrees, maybe 50.
Oh, yes. It's amazing at yeah. Christmas in Arizona.
And like Texas randomly would have a white Christmas. And so it was like, yeah, we have to be, it has to be Christmas vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know, it's just colder, I feel like, than Arizona is, since because it's a desert. But yeah. Anyways, my family, that's why we did it in, like, Thanksgiving. But my family also didn't celebrate Halloween, so it was like...
Okay.
It was like, we're catching up on
You're
holiday.
Just waiting for we Christmas only get
so,
to happen.
Yeah, we only get so much, so many holidays to celebrate at the end of the yeah. year. But, like, November 1st, we turn on the Christmas music.
That's so funny.
And so, my two siblings live here, and so Tenny and Johnny, they're gonna come over on November 1st and help me do the cleanup from Halloween, and then set up Christmas. And Ty's like, okay, can we have, like, a week buffer, please? I'm like, no.
Sorry, holiday season, what can I say?
I know, but I am terrified for January. Like, I'm gonna be so bored.
Oh, because of the cold or what?
Yeah, I'm just like...
Because you
just,
can't go outside.
Yeah.
It's especially hard when you have... Rachel has a son, the cutest yeah. little boy you've ever seen.
He's 18 months old. His name's Wes.
He's so cute.
Which my update is, he's being an angel. He's being the sweetest boy ever.
I've never not seen him as an angel, so I'm not surprised.
I'm like, this past week we went to Montana. This is the first time I've traveled with Ty on a work trip. Since I've had Wes. We went to Montana. Wes, like, slept until, like, 9:50 every day. He would take a nap on me every day from, like, 3 to 5, stay up till 10. Ty and I were having so much fun.
And on your Instagram, his little jacket was the cutest thing.
The puffer jacket?
Yes.
Shout out to Brooke, my sister-in-law, for thrifting that. It's so cute.
It was literally so cute. It was, like, every time he was just walking around in it, I was literally, like, he's so
I want
precious.
It in my size. I'm like, that's so cute.
It's so fall. With him and the leaves, it was so cute.
You would have loved the Montana thrifting there, though. I got, like, amazing things.
I still haven't seen the haul. Have you uploaded?
Yeah, on TikTok. Oh, so you gotta go back and look.
So I haven't been on TikTok today. Yeah. That's probably why.
No,
I
Reagan doesn't
it.
Follow me, actually.
Okay, shut up. I do, guys. I just am working all day. So yeah. I will need to definitely go check in and see how... that haul, because I was excited because I saw you like tease like I have the best haul ever.
No,
and I was like, okay, so good. I can't wait to watch.
I got like, well, I thrifted Wes big boy bed. Doesn't that look, did you see a picture of it? Reagan,
Rachel, okay, I must be very pause, far pause, behind pause. Literally I haven't seen the bed. What,
it's so cute. Ty went and picked it
also,
up.
Also, you are so good at just taking pictures throughout the day, so well, that I needs mean, like, to I'm rub off
okay
on me.
This is his toddler bed.
Oh, it's perfect.
No,
$30?
$30! And guys, I'm going to paint it a fresh coat of, like, Sherwin-Williams, like, their white color that everybody uses.
If we can,
uses.
We'll insert, like,
we'll
insert
do a recap
a photo.
On our stories.
Oh, yeah, or go follow Rachel on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
You'll see it, because it's so cute, guys. Are you going to paint it or leave it
I
white?
I think I'm going to leave it white because I'm painting his room blue and I'm not doing the stripes.
Oh, okay. Because
I want a lot of patterns in his room. And Ty's like, I feel like, first of all, you'll be really anal about the stripes on the wall. And I'm like, yes. That's true. It will bug me. And so I'm just going to, what is it? Like, drench the room in blue. Yeah. We're going to do the ceiling,
the light
the doors.
Blue.
Yeah, that
okay,
light blue.
I can vision it now. Chelsea Curtis
it's
has a blue room. And it's the cutest color.
No,
so
it's
we need
literally
to find
that
out
color.
That paint color and go get it.
No, trust. I already got it.
Okay,
I literally asked on her freaking TikTok what it was. But let me
find
it.
Yeah, it's perfect. Because if you mix that with red striped things,
oh,
yellow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited.
Ty
it's
was
be
like,
perfect.
He was like, I feel like you'd rather paint the bed frame stripes than you would.
Oh.
And I'm like, that would be like fun. But
totally.
If you
I
look at the thrift
it.
Haul, I thrifted him a duvet cover, and it's to die for. It's so
okay.
cute.
I
it's
will
perfect.
Definitely be checking out the thrift haul, guys.
Yeah. And then I
and
got him
all
little...
of you should, too.
Yeah. And I also got him this little, like, you know those, like, Montessori wood trucks?
Oh, yes.
I found one that was, like, $1.
Cute.
But then I got him, like, a Columbia jacket for $1. Like, his clothes are such a steal. I'm like...
Literally... I can't wait to have a kid just to thrift for them, literally.
Oh.
Like, I cannot wait to dress a kid. I don't think anybody understands
no. my American
the drip
Girl doll.
My kid will have. Boy, girl, doesn't matter.
No.
I can't wait to dress them. And I don't believe in the, it's so much fun to shop for girls and not boys. What?
No.
I would love to be a man and just wear a t-shirt and jeans.
No, first of all, I used to think that, but now I'm like, it's easier to thrift for a boy Because the girl thrift stuff, my friend Abby told me this, you can tell when a girl thing is thrifted because it's like pink and frilly and there's like
princessy or something on it. And it's like,
I know. And it's also like, it's like with girls, you have to like, if they don't have a ton of hair, you have to make them look like a girl. So they can't just wear like a graphic tee. I mean, they can. I mean, we're not discriminating
here. Of course, if you want to dress your girl in a graphic tee,
like, it's just like, you just kind of have to make them look like a girl.
Low-key pierce their ears.
Yeah, and Wes, it's like we put a graphic tee on him. Or like all summer long, he was in muscle tanks, little like kind of boy booty shorts, and his Converse. And I'm like,
his jorts, his overalls, like everything.
The camo overalls, everyone was eating those up.
So cute.
Kid to kid. Literally. Slaps.
So cute. Anyways. I'm obsessed. Okay, well, I guess we'll get into the lore of how we met. Me and Rachel.
Okay, let's go back. Let's set the scene. It's July 2017, the best year, the best summer anyone ever had. 2016 and 2017 were the best summers of everybody's lives.
2016 probably is a top tier summer for me.
Yeah.
And then 2017 was a close second. Like,
no. Because we all learned how to drive.
True. We got our licenses. We all turned 16 and it was like, I am free.
I am free.
Like, literally, like, except, it was like a coming of age movie, I swear. Like, 16,
life
2016.
Life is a movie.
Literally. Okay, yeah, so it's July 2017, hot summer in Utah.
Oh, dry as can be.
Mm-hmm, super dry. I'm originally, like we said, I'm originally from Arizona.
I'm from Dallas.
And we both signed up for EFY.
Which, if you don't know what EFY is, it's not called EFY anymore.
It's not, it's called
FSY?
Yes, FSY.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
EFY is especially for youth, and where'd you go your first year? Did you go to Utah?
Yeah, I went to Provo my first year.
Oddly enough, I went to San Antonio.
Okay, how was that?
It was fun. We flew, which was so weird. We could have just driven. But like, okay. I went with my friend, and it was like way fun. We went with two guys from my ward too, so we like knew some people there. Anyways, so I did San Antonio with my friend, and it was really fun. But then I was like, low-key, I want to do Utah.
Provo. Yeah, so I did my first year Provo with my cousin, and it was so fun. We had such a good time. And I was like, I have to go back. Every summer, I have to do this. And so that summer, I signed up, and I don't remember what happened, if my cousin, like, couldn't end up coming with me last minute, or if the weeks just didn't line up, but I ended up signing up to go by myself.
Which and is crazy.
16-year-old me was pooping her pants. I was like,
respectfully.
I was terrified. I was like, I'm not social enough for this. I'm not cool enough. Like, what if my roommate's a freak? Like, I can't. No, I'm scared.
You totally are cool enough. And it made me brave enough to go random the next year. Worst year of my life. That was the worst year of my life.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I said, oh, well, Reagan went random, so I'll do it. It was so bad. It was literally, I was like,
we should have gone together the next year. What were we thinking?
I don't know, because we were still writing. We were pen pals after this. Yes. I have all of those.
Me too.
And I'm like, that's so cute. I still have the film photo.
We need to pull those up.
Oh, true. We should post those. Those would be way cute.
We're getting sidetracked. Sorry, guys. So, yeah. I signed up to go alone, and I was so scared. Like, when my mom was, like, dropping me off, I was like, Meg, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I'm scared. Anyway, I ended up going in to EFY, walking in, and my roommate was chill.
Yeah.
Like, when off the bat, I felt like, oh, she's chill. Like, I'll be able to get through
a
week with her.
But, yes. Like, chill being, like, you're either this or that. You're either Molly Mormon, I am telling if you are up past curfew, if you're texting a guy, if you're kissing someone. Like, it's basically camp, but for, like, Mormons.
Yes.
This is, like, it's like summer camp
for Mormons. It's a youth camp. Yeah. It's just a youth camp.
Anyways, and I went with one of my friends.
Yes, Rachel.
So I went with someone that I knew, and it was like a good time. And so I wasn't worried about that, but like she was also chill. So it was like four chill girls, and we were all like in the same dorm.
Yeah. Well, there was another set of girls with us.
Which I don't even know.
I remember them because I remember I was playing music on my speaker that I brought. And I remember this so vividly. I was playing music for us to all get ready in the morning. And, or maybe it was the break.
We had to wake up at like what? I woke up at like 5:30.
Yes. And I played a rap song, okay? Everybody. It was a clean rap song, okay? Was not explicit. It was clean. There was no bad language. The girl left crying, saying the spirit had left.
Oh.
So that was the other girl that was in our room. She wasn't my roommate. No. But she was in
a... So there's three rooms and each room has two beds.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
She was in one of the rooms. So it was Rach and her friend. Two girls...
They were in the middle. Yeah.
Two girls in the middle. And then me and my roommate, who was chill.
Yeah.
So then... How EFY works, this is the crazy part about EFY, because all the girls meet first. So it's like, okay, I'm so excited. Who are going to be my girlies for the week? Yeah. Like, who am I going to meet?
And we have a female and male camp leader.
Yes.
So, and the female lives in the room outside,
right? Yes, she's right out. She's not in that same room connected to us, but yes, she is in it out there.
Yeah, she has her own dorm that she sleeps with the other female counselors, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
So they get you, the girls, together, and they were like, everybody introduce yourselves, where you're from, kind of like that, right? Yeah. And kind of the rundown of how the day was going to go, the week, I don't know.
It was like, get to know you games.
Yes.
And then like, my first impression was that you were shy, which was proven wrong very shortly after.
I'm sure that does come, I feel like I probably do when I walk into a room, come off as shy at first. Because I am. I'm, like, trying to read the room. I think that's what I was doing.
I feel like you're an...
Rachel is the opposite, guys. Let me just preface. Rachel walks in a room. Everybody knows she's there. She's so fun. I mean, she's so outgoing.
I'm loud.
Oh, my gosh. I'm loud. I get told on the daily how loud I am. But Rachel is, like, so outgoing. Like, she has no fear talking to anybody. Just...
Reagan.
Is so good at making friends.
It must have been, like, I'm like, am I delusional? Because it must have, it just be, blah, blah, blah. It must just be in my head, because every time I walk into your room, I'm like, everything's so annoying. Everyone hates me.
No. Yeah, I think that's just you in your head about it. And I think most people do get in their head about it. Yeah. Like, my husband, Lawrence, he does the same thing. He's like, what did I say? I shouldn't have said that.
I thought, like, Lawrence was so shy. And then that one night, you were like, we have to leave. And him and Ty, like, would not shut up. Yes. And I was like, oh, when they're best friends. Awesome.
Literally.
And I was like, yay.
So, I probably did come off as shy.
Do you remember me at all?
Yes, I remember thinking, she's so fun and funny. And how can I be that funny? Like, I literally remember you being like, so fun, so funny. I was literally like,
I remember this so explicitly in my head. Us almost peeing our pants in the elevator. Yes. You and me. You and me literally crying. And I remember my friend literally being like, this is not as funny as they're making out to be.
Literally.
I think we were like...
I think we just literally, guys, it was like we just matched each other's
sleep
energy.
Sleep deprived, matching each other's energy. And this is where the fun comes in. There were two boys.
Okay, guys, but this is the thing that's so funny about EFY. So you meet all the girls. Yes. Then it's like, okay, we're going to go meet the boys. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Guys, this is like Love is Blind. Literally. We're sitting there and trying to see who we're going to be stuck with for the next week.
We're like, is anybody going to be cute? Are there going to be cool boys? Are there, like, literally so many thoughts are running through your head. How does my hair look? No. How does my outfit look?
And I remember two other guys that I was like, they are like BYU cute, but they are not hot. Does that make any sense? Like, they're like
in our group
cute.
That were in our group?
Yes. Do you remember anybody
guys,
else?
Guys, if I remember anybody else, I'll show you. I don't. Yeah, you'll have to pull up the...
Okay, keep explaining it and I'll pull it up right now.
Okay, yeah, so the female camp leader is like, hey guys, we're going to go meet our boys for the week. And it's like so hyped up as a kid. You're like feeling like, as a 16-year-old, you're like, oh my gosh, like, are the boys going to be cute? Like, am I going to have a cow? Like, all the things.
Which, cow means crush of the week. And that's like an EFY term.
EFY term is a cow. Yeah, so...
Reagan and I did, in fact, have a cow.
Yes.
Not shared.
So, we had two separate cows. So, yeah, that's kind of how it works. So, you're, like, sitting in the grass. I remember us sitting in the grass.
Yes.
The boys just come walking up. And I'm like, okay, like...
Not bad.
It's not bad. That's what I was thinking. It's not bad. One boy in particular stuck out to me. Different from Rachel's.
I did think, I was like, oh, he's cute.
Okay.
But I was just kind of like, guys, first of all, a little bit of backstory. Had you had your first kiss yet?
Yes.
Okay. I was 16 and I still haven't kissed anybody.
Okay, yeah.
Call me a prude. But I literally, which, foreshadowing, the guy, the crush of the week, my cow, ended up being my first kiss. And honestly, slayed. It was a good first kiss. I have
no regrets for that. That was awesome. Yeah, so basically, that's how I met Rachel, was at EFY that year. And needless to say, we had the best week of our lives. I don't know how else to put it, but we met.
I have not laughed harder in my life. I think back to it all the time. Fondly. Fond memories. My Roman Empire is EFY 2017. I'm like, wow.
It's crazy, guys, because we were literally 16, and us, like, keeping contact and, like, staying friends was, like, I'm, like, so happy. Obviously, we did, but it's just, like, actually crazy.
You're, like, the only person I keep contact with.
Yeah, same. From that group.
Like, okay. Slay. Yeah, which I just love it. Shows, like, it was literally fate. I'm, like.
Yeah, it was. We were supposed to meet that way. We
just smashed each other's energy, and I was so happy when I moved back here.
I know, and I was
here. You and Lawrence were, like, at my front door, like, hi, let's help you move in. And I was, like, I did not think that you would, like, even care.
No, oh my gosh, I was so excited. I do remember driving to your house. So, Rach just moved back in January.
It's like almost been a year.
So, it's almost been a year. And she was texting me, like, I'm moving in, all this stuff. I was losing my mind. I'm like, no way, we're actually going to live in the same place at the same time again. Because the last time we had lived in the same place was when you were in Mesa and I was in Phoenix and I drove down to see you.
Yeah, in my ghetto apartment, guys.
Yes, right after she got married.
It was so good. COVID. Yes. It was COVID. I got married and we went straight into COVID and it was so bad.
Yes. And so I drove down to see Rach one time when she lived in Mesa. And then after that, they were all over the world.
Which, oddly enough,
they moved all over creation.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I have seen Meg probably more than I've seen Reagan up until January.
Meg's my mom, by the way.
Yeah. She used to do my eyelashes. I would drive an hour to go have Meg do my lashes because she's that good.
I can't believe you drove that far, but that's so nice. My mom is amazing at eyelash extensions. Anybody in the Phoenix area, hit her up. She's so good. Yeah. But yeah, so it's awesome that we stayed in contact. EFY was like amazing. We did meet two boys that like soon...
Rocked our world
no, is crazy. I can't give them that much I'm not credit. Gonna give this boy that credit. But he was fun. He was cool.
No,
but.
And what was crazy is my family always spent the summers in Utah because Texas heat was just, like, awful. And so we would go. After EFY was in the beginning of summer. And after EFY, I spent the rest of the summer with this boy. And it was, like, my dream summer because we're 16. We're driving. Like, it was so fun. I look back on it with fond memories. I stayed in Utah. Reagan goes back. And I'm so sad.
I left literally that day. Once my mom picked me up from the BYU campus, I drove straight home to Arizona.
You drove?
Yes. I was distraught. Because I knew you were staying another however long. And I was like,
month.
This is unfair because what's his name? My cow was also staying.
Yeah. And her roommate. Well, it's like everyone, it's also known that like at EFY, you have a cow and then it's just fun. And like,
it's like a summer fling, guys.
Yeah, and like the high of it all is you'll never see him again. And it's just
it's fun. Like it doesn't matter.
Which like nobody makes out at EFY.
Oh no.
You can't. There's you're being no watched. Time. You're being watched. Except when we escaped to the library that one time. That was so fun.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Running up and down the hall with that really like the spinny chair.
Yeah.
Aww. That was like so fun.
I think I still have videos of
if
that.
If I look at that, I'll probably start crying.
I'll cry because we're so little and we're just fun. So it was so fun, guys. Really.
This is so nostalgic. Anyways. But, like, you, like, know it's not going to work out. But for me, it was very serious because I was like, wait.
First
my
kiss?
My cow lived in Utah. He was my first kiss. And it was like, we get to spend the rest of the summer. And then we, like, kind of had a thing long distance. And then it kind of just, like, simmered out. It was no big deal. Whatever. We went on with our lives. But we've, like, low-key stayed in contact. And then, how did we meet up again? Oh, Lainey concert. And that was 2019. When we were all back together again, right?
So, yes,
Hadn't seen Reagan in 2 years.
2 years. But me and Rach followed each other on Instagram. We probably texted a few times in between.
Pen pals.
We were pen pals, so we were writing each other letters. So cute.
I feel like we were very involved in each other's lives still.
We still knew what was happening in each other's lives. I come to Utah every summer, like Rach, because Arizona summer sucks. So we would come. I have cousins that live here. So I would come. I had an extra ticket to the Lainey concert that summer in Utah. And I was like, who can I bring with me? Like, I don't really know a lot of people in Utah. So I was like, I texted Rach and I said, any chance you want to come to Utah and come to this Lainey concert with me?
At this point, I had graduated high school early in March of 2019 because my family moved to Idaho Falls. So I was like a 3.5 hour drive away. Except my brother had just got home from his mission and was using my car, so I couldn't take my car. So I had to ride the Salt Lake Express down from...
I'll never forget.
No, I just can't. I can't.
I'll never forget picking up Rach from the train station.
Terrified.
I mean, the bus stop.
The bus stop is crazy. That's so... Picking someone up from
also,
the bus stop.
Also, how old are you at this time?
I'm 18.
Okay, so she's 18. She's an adult, but still, a bus ride by yourself as a girl,
it was
a little spooky.
I was like, I should have been more scared than I was.
No, yeah. I was full sent it. You were like, I'm coming. Like,
yeah.
I'll see you there.
I was in my YouTube era back then, and so I was vlogging the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember my YouTube?
Can we pull that up?
Love some nostalgia there. I think I like privated all the videos because I'm embarrassed. They're like,
oh, but
cringe.
We can watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, but we could watch it later.
Anyways, it was like so fun. I meet Reagan, we go to the Lainey concert, we sleep over at her cousin's house, we have a good time the next day.
Time of our lives at the Lainey concert, front row.
Touched Paul Klein.
Literally, time
I said,
of our lives.
Hello.
It was amazing.
Literally. And then the next day, we hang out with our cows again.
Yes,
said
they're
both
cows.
In
We're still
Utah.
Chatting with them.
Me and my cow, the only type of association we had was just kind of like Instagram. Sometimes we'd text. Like, we weren't snapping each other or nothing.
Yeah.
But then he found out that I was coming to Utah, and he
yeah,
was
I
like,
I think we were
let's
in
hang.
Coordination with them, and they were like,
oh,
let's
also,
hang out.
Our cows were our best friends.
Yeah, that's the another lore.
Childhood best friends. So that's why we are always hanging out together, because they are best friends. I feel like that's a really important part of the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, I can't believe we left that out.
Yeah.
We fell in love with friends.
Which caused us to be friends, so, like, honestly, shout out.
So, honestly, thanks to
them. I don't even know if they are friends anymore. I don't see any.
I think they must be, but...
They're also just boys, so,
they
like,
just
it's
don't,
not like they're posting
They're
each other.
Not active, yeah.
So, anyways,
we hung out. We met up with the cows again. We hung out that summer.
All around Salt Lake. Took the birds out, like, the little electric scooters.
So
and
fun.
I have, like, so many film photos, which...
And your cow drove us around everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. In the Jeep.
Okay, wait, and then, did you go with us to the Tesla?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure that
yeah.
was that same time.
My cow was looking at getting a Tesla, which, if you can't tell, he has money, okay?
He did get one, end up getting
yes.
he did end
yeah,
up
yeah,
getting
which...
One. First Tesla I ever rode in, so thanks a lot,
yeah.
bro. It was sick.
Thank you for the joyride.
Literally. Then, Rachel
Reagan
is getting married.
Reagan and I had seen each other a total of 3 times, and I considered her one of my best friends.
Literally.
And unfortunately, I was a teen bride. I was 18, and it's fine. Okay, I was, like, 2 weeks
yes.
from being 19, which I would still be a teen bride as a 19-year-old.
Wait, you were 18?
Yes, Reagan. No, I know.
So that was... Okay, wait. So
you were still
18
in high school
at the Lainey concert, and then you got married right after that.
No.
Okay,
Lainey
when?
Concert, I had just turned 18, because
okay.
that was, like, in June.
And
I turned 18 that April.
Oh.
And you were still 17, because you
and
were
I was
in school.
17, I was in school.
Were you in school when I got married? Were you in freaking high school when I got married?
Yeah, I was in
Reagan,
a senior.
I'm gonna throw up.
Senior right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because my
Cause
senior
2020.
Year was
you
2020.
Didn't.
I didn't get a graduation.
And I got married March 7th, 2020. The week later, like, literally, Ty and I had our honeymoon and everything. Like, we were gonna go on it. COVID happened.
Did you not get to go on your honeymoon?
No. So for our 5-year anniversary, which is coming up in March, Ty's like, low-key, we should plan a trip to Europe or something.
I'm so sad. You have to do a honeymoon. What did his parents pay for the honeymoon?
No. Ty was just gonna pay for it.
Oh, bless
so
him.
We went, we
so
did
where
like,
were you supposed to go?
We were gonna go, we like, it was so weird because we hadn't even like planned it yet because we were like, oh, we'll just plan it after the wedding.
Oh.
So like, we had planned to go and do like Europe. Like Ty was like, let's go do Europe
oh,
or
okay.
let's go do Costa Rica. Like one of those
something.
Two things.
Okay.
We were going to do something and we were just going to wait until after, get me all moved in. Cause 2 weeks before I got married, I got my tonsils out. That was another
oh,
reason
yeah.
we didn't want to go in case something happened. I wanted
you
to be like
to go
in the States.
To the doctor.
Yeah. So that's a whole horror story. We'll have to tell that story at
yes.
some point. Cause it was so crazy.
The tonsil story.
Did it make me lose 20 pounds and make me look snatch my wedding day? Yes, it did. Yes,
she looked amazing.
I didn't look
but she
the
always
skinniest.
Looks amazing.
I looked the skinniest. I turned to the side and I was invisible. I was so skinny. Holy crap. I look back at those photos and I was like, what the? Anyways, so yeah, the next time after this, Reagan sees me at my wedding. So my cow came to my wedding, which was a surprise considering none of my friends other than my high school friend came to my wedding because I decided to get married during finals week. I don't know why. So all of them literally were like, I can't come unless you want me to fail all my classes. So, but my somehow my cow was there.
And probably because he wasn't in school.
That's so true.
He was there. He flew to my house. He stayed at my house with my family. And my roommate also stayed at my house with my family.
No, it was so crazy. And I literally am like, the fact that
okay, I'm we have here- to preface. Sorry, I have to say that we were close with the girl that was my roommate.
Yeah.
We did become friends with her. That's why she came and stayed with us. I didn't really
explain
that. It
wasn't just like weird.
No, it wasn't weird that she came and stayed with me.
It was totally normal that she was there. What was weird was my cow was there. I said, what are you?
At her wedding.
At my wedding.
First kiss, first boyfriend?
I don't know if we were. I thought we were official, but I don't think he thought we were official.
Okay, first thing, situation.
First fling. Like, first official fling.
At her wedding.
At my wedding. And I was like, what are you doing here, Mr. Boy?
He couldn't get enough.
No, I mean, guys.
You were the one that got away.
Look at me on Instagram and just like, I am the girl who got away. Anyways, so
that's the third time I saw Rachel.
And then we saw each other when I was living in Mesa in the ghetto.
Yep, so that was the fourth time.
During COVID. And then literally not until I moved in January.
So it had been years. How long have you been married? It had been four years.
Yeah, since three and a half.
Yeah, 3.5 probably, since I'd seen
and
Rachel.
And I had never met Reagan's husband. While this was happening, I was supposed to go to Arizona for your wedding, and something happened where I didn't.
Yeah.
Because when did you get married?
October 22nd, 2022, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was newly pregnant. Maybe that's why I didn't go. I was a little tired.
You're probably going through some things. Yeah, so then the last time we saw it, the most recent time.
And I just was shocked because, like, we had only seen each other 3 times. And guess what? I pull up to this house, which I had never seen in person. She saw it the same time I did. The house that I live in now. Because Ty went down for a work trip and was looking at houses for us because we had to move from Colorado to... I found out I was moving from Colorado and we had to move in a month.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And so we, like, went on Facebook Marketplace, found a really cute house, which I'm obsessed with our house that we live in. Ended up being such a good find. Shout out, Tyler.
So true. And I'm, like, literally Tyler found the best house.
Yeah, first time meeting Reagan's husband, he's unloading the truck. I'm like...
Yes.
I'm like, what a great way to meet Budge. Because truly, he would do anything for anybody.
He would. He is so sweet and he loves to help people out. So yeah, we helped him move in. And we haven't, and then we've just hung out so much because our husbands luckily hit it off as well.
Yeah,
which
best
was
friends. Ty's amazing. Like, when do I get to see Budge? I said, unfortunately, Budge is a homebody, so
literally
you'll have to come
so
to him.
Sad. true. Lawrence does not like
Ty's
to leave.
Ty's like, wait, is Reagan coming over with Lawrence? I'm like,
nope, sorry, she's leaving him at home.
I said, nope, I'm going over to Reagan's actually.
Yeah, Lawrence loves to stay at home. But yeah, it was nice that our husbands hit it off too, so then we could stay besties.
Yeah. Because that's, like, the hardest part about having, like, friends when you're single is then they get married and it's, like, if you don't vibe with their husband, then it's, like, well, we're not going to be friends. Anyways. Yeah. But that's how Reagan and I met.
That's
and
the lore of our
meeting.
That's
our love story.
So true. That
and
is our
day,
love story.
One day, guys, catch us living in Arizona together.
So true.
In our golf carts.
So true.
Like.
Once this podcast pops up.
And I can go buy my mansion.
Literally. Seriously.
I will be skinnier, healthier, happier.
No, stop. Anyway, guys, that's how we met. And it was amazing. And we're besties now. So.
I just like think about 16-year-old us. And I'm just like.
It's very cute.
I'm just like, I want to give them a hug and tell them it's going to be okay.
Yes, so true.
Like, you just, like, don't think that the people you meet at UFY are going to be, like, your lifelong friends.
Yeah, no, like, literally. Like, you think, like, oh, I'm always going to be friends with these people, but you just, like, things happen, you, like, grow apart.
Yeah.
Life goes on. But it's so awesome that we
I know, like, I just can't believe that the girl I went to UFY with, I don't really even talk to that much. Not that anything happened between us, but it's, like,
you're just not close, yeah.
Yeah, and I lived right next to her. But, like, I only saw you 4 times my whole life, and now we're on a podcast together. Like,
crazy. Crazy how life works.
Anyways.
It was meant to be.
All right, and I hope you enjoyed relaxing and rewinding with us. Sing. Sweet.
Bye, guys.